for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
How about an Echolink station? Can I check in now? N2 DKB.
Yes.
N2 PSM, I think there was an Echolink station in there, N2 DKB, I believe. N2 PSM standing by.
Roger, thank you, George. Didn't catch that. That station wishing to check in, can you come down, please?
KD2 AIT. N2 DKB was also in there too on Echolink. He doubled over you there for a second. KD2 AIT, back to that.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. N2 DKB.
You got me, N2 DKB. I'm a little shaky using this Echolink, but I do want to check into the Boonville repeater and. My call is November 2 Delta Kilo Bravo, and I'm from Rome, New York. However, I've been living in Indianapolis going on 8 years now, and my operating conditions is as such that I can't work HF, and I can't get into the Boonville repeater. So I'm stuck on Echolink, and glad you could let me in and back to net control. This is N2 DKB.
Roger. Thank you for checking in, N2 DKB. Always glad to have participants and folks checking in, and always enjoy the check-ins from different areas. Okay, well, thank you very much. This is N5AOW, Net Control. N2 PFM.
Well, good evening to everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here of 46 degrees, temperature range 42 to 55. Rain and sunshine, a mix of everything today. So that's about it. This ground plane is up there running properly now. With an SWR between 1.1 and 1.15 to 1 across the whole band, whole 2-meter band now. And running again with less power and less everything into Lowellville, which is only about 5 miles, 2 miles from me in a straight line to the Lowellville repeater. And then, of course, to here is about 22 miles, but I really get into this one booming, so I figured I'll just try a ground plane with some RG8X coax, and seems to be doing fine. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73, Z2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, very good. Fine signal and nice clarity, full quieting. Great on the SWRs. You can't ask for much better than that, especially across the band. Okay, well, this is N5AOW, Night Control. Are there any check-ins?
KD2AIT.
KC2YXR.
WA2U.
Okay, we've got three more. We'll start at the top. KD2AIT, Jeff, How you doing?
Well, good evening, Bill, and everybody else there on the net. It's good to hear everybody. And into DKB, I guess the Echolink's working tonight here over there at my base station. Finally. Maybe it only seems to work when I'm not there. I don't know why. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. Anyway, we're up here at camp. Chilly out. It's 42. Got the wood stove going here. And really just kind of browsing around online and tinkering a little bit. A lot of little projects here to do. So always is. But we're looking forward to this weekend. The boys get to go hunting for the youth hunt. So just they get to go. So I basically I'm the mentor, so I figured out how I'm going to work this out. The rules were written by somebody who apparently doesn't have more than one child. I'm supposed to keep them both in within eyesight and earshot, and you're not allowed to use a radio. So I don't know how I'm going to manage that without keeping them both separated, but we're going to figure it out. Anyway, that's about it. So we'll return it back to you there, Bill. This is KD2AIT, clear and listening.
Okay, Jeff. 42 degrees is cool no matter where you are, I'll tell you. The wood stove part, boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a wood stove fire, the heat and the warmth and the smell of the wood burning. Yeah, it sounds good. Well, enjoy it and enjoy the kids. Nothing better. Alright, well, thank you for checking in, and we'll turn it over to KC2YXN, Kathy.
KC2YXN here. Well, good evening to everybody on the net. And we have 46 degrees here, but it looks like some stars were out when we went outside. And I had a great day today, perfect fall day. Sunny and a little breeze and just perfect, nice and cool. So had a really good time. We went into Utica and did some shopping, and that was good. So this is KC2YXN, back to net.
Okay, Kathy. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the fall day today. We had a little bit of kind of everything at one point there, and then it got clearing up and warmed up a bit, same way here, and turned out to be a gorgeous day. A little breezy, cool, but still nice. All right, well, thank you for checking in. WA2U, John, how's everything with you this evening?
WA2U, all is well here this evening. As Kathy mentioned, had a real nice day, got a number of things accomplished. We were gone a good portion of the day, I guess from a little bit after 9 to a little bit after 3, so we kept busy and stopped at a few places and got some groceries and some other places, got some vegetables and stopped at Hooten's and a number of places, so very, very enjoyable day, and just keeping busy with the projects. Hopefully tomorrow will be a nice day. Got a few things planned for getting into that time of the year, you know, where the wind's blowing and then the sun's out and then it rains and whatever, but we really prefer this time of the year. Yeah, you can't beat a wood stove. We haven't gotten ours going yet, but we're all set for it. Got it all cleaned out, the glass all polished up and the things of that nature, so we'll turn it back over to you, Bill, and say good evening to everyone on the net and those out there listening. We haven't been on in a couple days, just been busy. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, I think we're all enjoying the fall weather at this point, just kind of taking everything that comes along and enjoying it. Yeah, with a wood stove, I know what you mean. Years past, we had one, and it was always nice to curl up to, and you know, you build the fire up and you get the smell of wood burning and the warmth coming out. Best thing I could do, I well, we've got hot air heating the house, and I just put some heat in the garage too. It makes it comfortable for doing a few things and get some late projects done when the weather is cold. Okay. Well, very good. All right, this is N5ALW looking for check-ins.
This is KD2GHL.
Okay, KD2GHL, I'm sorry. How's everything with you today?
Yeah, this is KD2GHL. I'm doing pretty good. I work rotating shifts, so I don't get to get on here, and because I have a general, I tend to measure all 40 meters and 15 meters sometimes, so, you know, one radio or the other, but beautiful day. Of course, I worked, just got home literally a couple minutes ago, and heard the net running, so I figured I'd just come in and say hello.
Very good. Glad you did. I believe I've got the name as Rich, is that correct?
Yeah, that would be me.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in. I'm glad you did. Yeah, I've been in that situation a time or two myself. Walk in the door and usually have the 2 meter going and just catch the net in time. And there are other times it gets by me and I don't get to do it, but very good. I'm glad you checked in this evening, and always wonderful to have folks checking in. This is N5ALW, looking for check-ins.
DC2MDU, good evening.
Preparation for the winter coming, a few more fall things to do. Weather was a little cool, but I got them done anyway. Was able to pick up some of the mess that I made, putting in the furnace in the garage and getting everything up and running, so been quite pleased with that. I get pleased with myself every once in a while because I'm able to do it and follow up on the cleanup. Very important. get kind of a kick out of it in a way. So that's pretty much from my end of it. And maybe someone else would like to check in. This is N5ALW looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, how's everything going?
Well, not too bad. As usual, I didn't get nearly the amount of real work done as far as computer fixing work that I had hoped to do today. I did some. And I got a lot of other things that needed to be done or started, you know, I did quite a bit of sorting through junk and cleaning up junk and fixing little things. And I decided I got to get a doorbell. I have wiring there, and down in the basement there's a transformer, but I don't have a bell and the button. So I hooked up a meter there to see if the button worked, and of course the button doesn't work. And I think what I'm going to do is when I go home next time, I know I have good old-fashioned doorbell, bell, and buzzer, and that kind of stuff. And I think there's probably, I may have a push button here. And not buy anything fancy and do it the old, you know, 1960s or 50s or whatever way, with stuff out of the box that I used to hook up when I was a kid, you know, with bell wire and batteries or a transformer and a bell or a buzzer or something like that. Or I don't know, I might get creative there, but I kind of get a kick out of doing it the simple old fashioned way with stuff out of the junk box. I did an eBay search for, you know, doorbell, AC doorbell, something. Boy, you know, there's almost, I'm sure you can get them somewhere, but most of the stuff was not what I was looking for, and the couple hits that I did get, by gollies, you know, they were 20 bucks or something, I guess, you know, vintage stuff. But I want to do that. I took my screen door, my magic mesh screen off the front door. It's amazing how many people are confused with that. They don't, you know, it's not a door. And I can't believe I can't believe everybody in the world hasn't seen the ads for that magic mesh thing and
and wouldn't recognize it, but apparently that happens. They said, well, we didn't know how to open a door or you know, whatever. And, of course, there's no doorbell. But we'll get that fixed. I've been just on HF with a guy up in Russell fiddling around with FL Digi and FL Message and stuff. It's a lot of fun fiddling with this stuff.
Well, Roger, I know what you mean, Pete. It kind of reminds me of school projects years ago when you were talking about the doorbell. I remember doing that in, I forget what class it was, but they had us hook it up with a battery and the button and the wiring and everything else, and yeah, I was connecting with that pretty good. Of course, back in the 50s and whatever, that's when I was going through high school and grade school prior to that. But the screen door, I get a charge out of that. I saw that. I had a friend of ours that put one of those in, and if I recall, I think there are magnets holding it together, or they're built in. But it's a unique door, and it's something you just, somebody normally wouldn't expect unless they've, I think, seen it or been familiar with it. And I think it's one of those innovative things that really has a lot of possibilities. It's got a lot of merit, because if you don't have the framework and everything to put a door up, that works outstandingly well. So I know just what you're saying with that, and I could just visualize it being there. But there again, you know, like you say, a doorbell is always nice, because they ring the doorbell if they can't figure out how to open the screen.
Yeah, the only thing, there's a couple things I found with it. One is that my front door is a metal door. It's basically, I had, there was an old wooden door in there with a little window set, you know, diamond, you know, on the point, not square. And I didn't like that because I didn't let much light in. I had I got a porch out over front of it, you know, which makes it worse. And then I have a window in there. But the room, but on the south side, there's trees between my house and the next house. They're real close. But, and of course, unfortunately, those are the trees that are the cedar trees. You know, it'd be nice if those were maples or something that lose all their leaves in the winter, so I get some sun and warmth in the winter, or at least in the spring. The windows in the house aren't huge and all that kind of stuff, and the paneling is fairly dark, there's a white ceiling. So I like, you know, natural light, so when I replaced that crummy door, well, I don't know how crummy it was, but, you know, I put in a door, insulated door with the thermal pane, basically almost top to bottom glass, but it's a metal door. So if you have that metal door open and you've got that screen on and you walk, you know, in the right direction and and you push that screen, the magnets are going to snap right onto that door. They won't snap together. So I had to put stuff on, I actually used some bubble wrap and just taped it to the bottom of the door. There, you got a computer sitting outside on the wall next to the door. Well, when you go out, then the bottom of the thing swings or snap, it's on that. So you can't have anything that's, you know, that's iron, that's a magnetic material, because the door will not snap back, the two sides won't snap back. When they swing around, they'll hit whatever else is magnetic and stick to it. So that's one thing. And the other is that somehow it would be nice if it had a little elastic or something, because if you do it fast, the top, how shall I say this, the top of the two pieces of screen is, you know, solidly attached across the top. and you can't quite spread it. In other words, if the dog ran out, that'd be okay. Cause
what happened here? I guess it repeated timed out or something. This is N2 DKB.
I think you timed it out there, Pete.
Anyway, I took it off for the winter. There's not going to be enough bugs flying around from now until next spring to bother with it, and it's easier to just leave the door open when I'm going in and out in the early and late season.
Well, I just had a thought on that, too. I don't know what the circumstances are with the metal door, even with the glass on that. But on the metal part of it, I wonder if some plexiglass where the magnets are would defer it from latching onto the door.
I don't think of just as, in other words, if you put the plexiglass right on the surface of the metal door, those magnets are strong enough, I think they'd still stick. You have to get something that's a couple inches thick for it not to stick. I don't know, that might work. You know, I could try it with a couple thicknesses of cardboard to simulate the plexiglass thickness, but boy, they are pretty strong magnets.
Yeah, memory serves well. I know what you mean. They do, they have quite an attraction for each other, and, when they clamp onto something, you gotta literally pry them or pull them off. Well, I hope you get a solution to it. Sounds like it's a challenge, and not that you need another one. It's just something you're looking for the sunlight, and you want an easy fix to it. It's just not really popping into the realm of things.
For a buzzer or a bell and a button, and I said I'll bet you I have one of those around here somewhere. So that led to some starting of the cleanup of the shop, which really needs to be done. I mean, it's been needed to be done for a long time. And when you get into that, you got a box with stuff in it and another box, and you start to take stuff out and trying to sort it and, you know, throw things that's garbage out. And, well, this is a box with speakers, and this is a box with connectors, and this is a, you know, this goes in this drawer, and where do I put this? And, boy, it takes a long time. Eventually, I think, you know, you get past some critical point where you start to have more room to move around and things start to be in organized places so that the rest of the junk that's scattered around, it's easier to figure out where you're going to put it, you know, the stuff you're going to keep. But anyway, that'll, you know, I want to get that all done before snowmobiling season because I will want to be going out at least sometimes, at least during the day, if I have some free time. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, sound like you were describing my garage. I know exactly what you mean with things out of order and things out of place. And been striving for a solution to it for as many years as I've had the garage. It just doesn't seem to happen. Little by little, I gain on it, and then the next day I create more havoc back into it again and just make it a little more difficult to try to deal with. Okay, well, very good. I'm going to make one last call here, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, how was your day today?
Oh, it was a busy day. Boy, oh boy, was it windy today. Trying to figure out why the Bluetooth doesn't work on my phone. It's got the new iPhone 6 with the new operating system, and I guess they're having problems with it. But my old iPhone 5 has got the same operating system, and the Bluetooth works fine. So, I don't know. We're just trying to figure that out tonight.
Yeah, that would be a problem for me, certainly, Ray. I'm not familiar with that situation at all, and
in one way or another, not forced so much as just introduced to the Bluetooth and everything connected with it in a sense, and just haven't had the need for it or, you know, anything that's connected with it, but there are so many things today that seems to be improving, and you reach a point where you're not always not always up to date on all the new latest electronics. I find that in a sense myself with the HF. I still work with some of the older rigs and enjoy them, and I've got one semi newer one, but I don't know. I guess you're comfortable with what you have until it leaves you at one point or another and have to move on to something else.
Yeah, well, we're on the road 3 days a week going to auctions, and we have to, we forward the phone calls from the business to the cell phone, and we have to be able to answer our phones. You can't spend money on advertising and then not answer the phone. So it's a very necessary business tool here, and so when it doesn't work, it is a big deal.
Yeah, I certainly can understand that. That's one of the tools of living and one of the tools of work, and been there in years past with other things, and one of those necessity items you just have to have, and you really miss it when it's not working. Okay, Ray, well, thank you for checking in. I hope that gets straightened out for you, or at least you find a solution for it and get it back up and running again. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. 73's to all. And this is N5AOW clear.
And this is N2DKP. Thanks a lot, Bill. Let me sign in. One of these days I'll get back. I'm going to close the station down here, take my shower, and go to bed. I live in Indianapolis. Take care. 70 here all around. This is N2DKB, closing station. Disconnected.
Very good. Thank you for checking in. N2DKB, N5AOW, net control clear.
This is KD2GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
It says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
That's KD2AIT, thank you very much. Any other stations with or without traffic?
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, no traffic.
EU, no traffic, thank you. Any other stations?
I believe I doubled with N5AOW, no traffic.
Say again, I didn't get all your call letters.
November 5, Alpha, Oscar Whiskey, no traffic.
This is...
Just a minute. November 5, Alpha. I didn't get the last two letters, over.
Alpha Oscar Whiskey, N5AOW, no traffic.
Thank you very much, N5AOW. Okay, the other station that's calling in, please continue.
This is... Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey India, no traffic, over.
KC 2, Whiskey, what was your last two letters?
India, over.
KC DC-2, Whiskey India, no traffic. Correct?
KC-2WI, correct. Over.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. KC-2WI, no traffic. This is KD-2GSK, Fox, and welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo 4, Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK, 4 Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK, final call, 4 Octa, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, no other stations reporting. Wish everybody a pleasant evening, 7-3s, and I want to thank the four stations that reported in. Thank you very much. This is KD2, GSK, switching to main frequency.